The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Monday afternoon. And we welcome our listeners here in Columbus, Ohio, who listen to Bob Burney Live every afternoon, 880 AM and 104.5 FM. But today we also welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk, 570, 910, and 760 AM, as Bill Bunkley is away from the microphone for a really important and, I think, encouraging medical procedure. Most of you in Tampa know the very serious health issues that Bill went through quite some time ago, and he's done miraculously well. And he's having some tests today that we are praying and believing will be a very positive in his continued recovery. So anyway, it is a delight, it is a privilege to talk to my listeners here in Ohio and Bill Bunkley's listeners there in Tampa, Florida. My number, whether you are in Ohio or Florida or, well, anywhere in the continental United States, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, big, big breaking news. It looks like Elon Musk is buying Twitter. Yeah, for a bargain basement price of only $44 billion. Most major news sources are reporting that Twitter's board has accepted his offer of $54.20 per share to take over the social media giant and make it private. Let me just read. This is breaking news in the last, I think, the last half hour. I'm quoting, Musk has secured approximately $46.5 billion to finance the transaction, including $25.5 billion of fully committed debt and margin loan financing, and is providing an approximately $21.0 billion equity commitment. Somebody smarter than me will have to explain what all of that means, but the total deal is about $44 billion. Most conservatives are over the moon, happy with this. I don't know whether I am or not. Conservatives are saying, well, he's doing it because he wants free speech. And, of course, Twitter has been so unbelievably inconsistent. Vladimir Putin has a personal Twitter account, but Donald Trump does not. Now, no reasonable person can explain that in objective terms. That's nuts. It's crazy. They have banned this conservative. They banned that conservative. Just today, they announced that they would accept no advertising on Twitter that does not accept settled science on climate change, which is really entertaining. Because if you look at settled science on climate change over the last 40 years, settled science has hardly ever been correct. I mean, hardly ever. When Katrina hit down in New Orleans, terrible, horrible thing, settled science, and all of the experts said, this is just the beginning. Oh, my goodness, we're going to see hurricanes like we have never seen hurricanes before. We're going to see Katrina-like hurricanes over and over and over. We went into 10 years of the lowest number of hurricanes in modern history. Back in the 1970s, settled science said, we're entering a new ice age. If you don't believe me, look it up for yourself. I mean, seriously. In the 1970s, all of the experts, settled science says, we're going into a new ice age. The planet is cooling because of the gases in the atmosphere blocking the sunlight, blah, 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 blah. And now it's global warming. Settled science has hardly ever been correct in their projections. 10 years ago, they projected that New York City would be underwater by now. The West Coast would be underwater. Settled science. So anyway, just this morning, Twitter announced, we will not accept any ads from anybody who denies settled science on climate change. Yeah, right. So anyway, conservatives are flipping out with happiness. Elon Musk believes in free speech. Finally, we're going to have free speech on Twitter. Not so fast. We really don't have any idea what Elon Musk is going to do with Twitter. Can't be worse than what it has been. I mean, really, it can't be worse. But Elon Musk has been holding his political beliefs pretty close to his vest, and I don't know. But it's big news. How soon this is all going to come about, I don't know. But evidently, according to almost all major news sources, the Twitter board has accepted his offer to buy it. $44 billion. We'll see. I think it's just far too early to get all excited about what he's going to do with it. We don't know. We don't know. But anyway, that's big news. I'd love to keep you up to date on stories that we have dealt with before. I have dealt with this story on many occasions. I am certain Bill Bunkley has on his program as well. Joe Kennedy, the former football coach from Bremerton High School in Bremerton, Oregon, isn't it? Yeah. Where is it? Washington. Washington. Bremerton, Washington. You'll probably remember the story. Joe Kennedy became the coach, and one day after a football game, he just went out on the 50-yard line after the game, didn't tell anybody, didn't announce it, just knelt down and prayed. He began doing that. A couple of his players said, hey, coach, what are you doing? He said, I'm just praying, thanking God that everybody was safe. We had a good game. And some of the players said, can we join you? And the coach said, literally, well, this is America. You can do whatever you want to do. So two or three of the players joined him, and then more, and then more, and then more, and then more, and then almost the entire team. And then it was, and again, it was all voluntary. No one was ever bullied. And it wasn't long before players on the opposing team began joining him. They have this massive prayer meeting out in the middle of the field just for a few seconds after the football games. Freedom From Religion Foundation came riding into town and said, separation of church and state, separation of church and state. For those of you who are Andy Griffith fans, you know what I'm referring there. Citizens Arrest. Remember that? Yeah. Most of you young whippersnappers, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But some of the older people going, oh, yeah, I remember that. Then they got a hold of the school, and they said, if you don't stop that coach from praying, we're going to sue. And the school said, please don't sue us. And so they told the coach, you got to quit praying. And the coach said, no, this is America. If I want to pray, I can pray. Don't tell me I can't pray. I didn't hang up my constitutional rights when I became a football coach. Anyway, long story short, he was fired. He's been in and out of the courts for two or three years now. And finally, he is arguing before the Supreme Court today, being represented by the Alliance Defending Freedom, a huge freedom of speech, freedom of religion case, a verdict. A ruling will probably be handed down sometime in the summer. Big day, though, for freedom of speech, freedom of religion. I pray he prevails. Hey, we need to take a break. My goodness, got so much to get into today. So don't go away. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bernie Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, here is another update, this time out of Great Britain. And again, I covered this, and I am assuming Bill Bunkley probably did as well. It is the story of Pastor John Sherwood of the Penn Free Methodist Church of Penn, England. A year ago in April, he was standing on a soapbox. Well, I don't know whether it was a soapbox, but he was standing on a box in the middle of a public square, and he was preaching. And at least part of his text was from Genesis chapter 1. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created them, male and female. He created them. God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and so on and so forth. He went on to preach a message on the biblical definition of marriage. As far as I can tell, he was not inflammatory. He wasn't calling anybody names. He was just preaching in the public square about what God says about marriage. One man, one woman, committed relationship. Well, a bystander, somebody walking by, didn't like it. It's hate speech. I don't like that. So he went and got the police. The police came, and the bystander said, that man right there, that's hate speech, and I want you to take care of him. Well, that police officer called another police officer, and they told the preacher, you can't do that. There are some people offended by what you're saying, so you need to stop, get down off the box, and stop preaching. Well, Pastor John Sherwood, and he's an older dude. I'm not sure how old he is, but he's not a spring chicken by any means. He says, no, I'm not offending anyone. I am preaching a message from God's word in the public square, which is protected speech. Now, they don't have the First Amendment in Britain like we do, but they do have laws protecting free speech, freedom of religion, and so forth. So the police said, no, you got to stop. Somebody is offended, and it's hate speech, and you need to stop. And the pastor said, no, and he kept preaching. They dragged him down off of the box or whatever he was standing on. They arrest him and take him to jail. Well, finally, after a year, his trial came up. And here is the good news. He has been acquitted of all charges. He has been acquitted of hate speech. The courts in Great Britain said, no, what you were doing is protected. The good thing is the arrest was caught on video. And you got to remember, folks, I don't care where you are and what you're doing. Somebody is going to video you doing it. So the video shows the officers pulling him down from the step stool where he was delivering the message and so forth. Quote, and this is what his defense said. During his defense, Pastor Sherwood explained that at no time was he attacking or disparaging any individuals. His motivation was only that his hearers, whoever they might be, might come to repent of sin and believe in Christ for eternal salvation. And he insisted in court that he be sworn in on his own Bible. And then his entire defense was the Bible. And basically what the court was told, if you find this man guilty, you are finding the Bible guilty. All he did was quote the Bible, tell what the Bible says, and if you rule against him and rule his sermon as hate speech, you are going on record that Great Britain denies the Bible. Well, evidently the judge was not willing to do that, and he has been acquitted of hate speech. Good for him. Of course, the same things are happening here in America, and I commend anyone who stands up for what they believe and will not back down. And again, from everything that I have read, everything that I have heard, he was not calling anybody names. He was simply preaching, sharing what God says about marriage. God bless him. Pastor John Sherwood, may his tribe increase. When we come back, some horrific things coming out of Ukraine that maybe you have not heard about yet. Stay with me.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.